We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Three guys who combined to play 15 seasons in the National Football League trenches. Well, two guys. And Mackie, who didn't do shit. This is the O-Line Committee.
Okay, quick UFL check. UFL check. Whose teams won last week?
I think they lost.
My Stallions are going to skull drag your team this weekend, Mackie.
Uh-oh.
My undefeated Stallions.
Oh, we play each other this
week.
That's
right. Are going
right
after your battle.
Steaking a beer,
baby.
Steaking
100%. Adrian Steaking Martinez for MVP. Go, Stallions all the way. They are going to crush the cacas.
Steaking a beer.
Cacaw.
Anyways,
Steaking
Alex,
a beer next week.
I'll do steaking a beer.
Yeah, yeah,
next week.
Since we're all here
in the same city.
We're all going to be in the same city next week. Okay.
Yep. Steaking a beer, baby.
Am I allowed to come watch film with the offensive lineman?
Absolutely. You are an honorary offensive lineman. And
okay.
This camp is very closed, by the way, so you should feel honored.
Yes. Yes.
Very excited.
We have our third annual Brute Development Camp next week up in Minnesota at the gym. Got players coming in from Vandy, Kentucky, Louisiana, Minnesota, North Dakota State. Like we got a good crew of guys coming in to work for 2-3 days. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
We have a bunch of fun things to get to on the show, including a big boy question of the week regarding an all-time classic roast. And I have a fun exercise I'm going to put you guys through. Two quick questions. One, what are we teaching the offensive linemen next week? And how can I help? Do you want me to like give them a film tutorial, all the things that I now know about being a professional offensive lineman? Just put me in, coach. You let
Mackie,
me know.
Mackie, you're not ready. You're not ready for that because here's what's going to happen. And I found out,
yeah. 5-0. No, it's not.
You're going to say something and they're going to have a rebuttal question. You're going to go, shit. I don't know why. Just because
Boone and Jay
say it all the time.
When I went to Mexico during college spring break after taking like my third level Spanish class, I'm going to confidently go up to the market here and I'm going to say something in Spanish and bargain for the price. And then they start talking back to you and it's like,
never mind.
Okay, adios.
Never mind. Yeah, I am so out of this. I'm so out of my element. Dude, they come back with some
Baño?
Really good rebuttal
Baño?
Questions.
Baño?
Baño?
No, okay.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Hey, you know what we're teaching them?
Library,
we're teaching them.
Library. Right?
Honestly, we're teaching them to be better. And it's one of these things where it's a quick camp. We bring them in. We do a lot of work. We feed them a ton, though. For work, we feed. Obviously, that's a fair trade. But we teach them how to be better players, how to be more controlled, how to shoot their hands better, how to work with different handsets in the run game, how to run off the ball, how to be more powerful, more physical. And then when we break down film, we're just showing them stuff that maybe about them, or maybe about stuff about the NFL that we're looking at, like, hey, this is what everyone's trying to get to. This is one of the things that we preach in this gym. This is what we're trying to hammer home. This is what everyone's starting to get into the tendency of and the trends. And, you know, we're on top of a lot of it, talking to coaches and stuff like that. So it's more, hey, where do you see this league going? What do you see about this footwork? What do you think about this? How do you feel? And a lot of the coaches are like, yeah, it's what I'm teaching. If you can teach it faster, it'd be great. So it's a lot of, hey, and one of the great things that I think that Jay does is breaks down the film and shows them, hey, from a scout's eye view, this is what we're looking at. Like, it's easy to say, hey, yeah, we won this rep. We gained 15 yards, and the running back did a great thing, and the coaches are happy. And so they're not going to get mad at anybody. But as a scout, you see things like, got away with holding here. Like, just shitty footwork, terrible hands, like, out of position, didn't get the next player that could have made it a touchdown, whatever it is. Like, these are the things that the scouts are looking for, and it's always an effort-based thing. So it's kind of like a, hey, we looked at some film, let's pull some up, because I think a lot of guys get really, really excited when we're like, yeah, by the way, we have all your All-22. Like, we can watch film, we can do things, and we can have fun with it, and the boys appreciate it, and it's kind of like a, wow, I never saw it from this lens, where you're like, yeah, dude, it's another world. Like, we're looking at you to see, why shouldn't we draft you? Oh, there's why we shouldn't draft him, right there, his feet. You know, and then instantly you're like, if you can come back and fix this, though, then they go, ooh, this guy's been working. This guy really cares about his craft. He must have seen the same thing we saw. Ooh, he's smart. Ooh, he's really smart. You know, it just helps them put them a step ahead going into their senior, junior year.
Fogo de Chao, where are we feeding him?
No.
Not this year.
Not this year. I got held back. I want everybody to know that. I used to go crazy, and Jay will tell you, I ordered, like, so you go there to eat the steak, and I would order extra steak on top of it. Like, they would, at some point, like, training house came.
I thought it was all you can eat. Don't you just pay, like, $90?
Listen.
All you can eat. No, shut up. It's all you can eat. And we'd show up, right? We'd show up, and there was supposed to be, like, 30 people originally at this dinner. Well, Alex forgot to call and tell them that now it's more like 17. And that we had seafood towers on every table. They had the filet, not the filet,
Wagyu.
The porterhouse Wagyu on the salt block. And I'm like, you know, they just keep bringing meat out. Like, you don't have to order extra meat. And he's like, I just wanted it. I wanted all dessert trays and platters.
You,
like,
literally have to stop them from giving you more meat with the all-inclusive price.
And right? Still went through all that food. Like, we crushed.
Oh, yeah, we crushed.
Dude, we crushed everything. And then they were literally came to me like, yo, we're good. Y'all, you beat us. You won.
I'm trying to envision if you're just like a family hanging out at Fogo de Chao and 17 offensive linemen come rolling.
Because when we did it, we had to roll in buses, right? Like, so we would drive the big van. So we would get out in like two groups. And you could just see everybody like, oh, my God, these are the biggest humans. And it was just the longest line of guys. I was the last one to walk in, and I was dying because some of these dudes are just massive.
We had Patrick Paul last year from Houston who went second round to Miami. Dude's like 6'9", 330 pounds, 36.5-inch arms. Like,
people are like, oh, my God.
Me and Boone were picking him up from the airport, and we're like, oh, there he is. And like, you just saw him.
Couldn't
from, like,
miss him.
You just saw him from like 200 yards away, just a head and shoulders above everybody else.
Looking around. Patrick, come to us.
You're
over
with
here.
Us. Over
now,
here, big fan.
It's a lot of fun, and it's a great time. And honestly, it's a chance to be all about football and at the same time see where some of these kids' heads are at and try and help them going into their final year so that they can get drafted higher or step into the league a little bit faster and have a better opportunity than a lot of kids have.
My second question before we get to the big boy question of the week is, it's 12:30 p.m. on a Tuesday here, middle of a work week.
I know. I'm thinking the same thing.
Is Jeremiah
that a Modelo?
Drinking a beer right now?
Is that a Modelo?
Listen to me. I don't care if it's 9 a.m. I don't care if it's 10 p.m. You finish mowing your lawn, you drink a beer. That's just the way it goes. I don't care. That is a written rule in this house. The second you finish with your lawn, nice
that might
trimmed
be a ding.
Up.
That
nice
might be
trimmed
a, that,
up.
That's
got
a zero.
Solid lines.
Ding.
All the dog.
What's
shit's
the ding for?
Up.
That's a zero. Yeah. Fucks
alcohol
given. Fine. Oh, that's a. I walked into the
it's
meeting. No notebook. No pen. I don't give a fuck. Fuck this team meeting. I don't even need to be here. That's when you're like, all right, he's hot. Ding him. Ding him.
Modelo Ors too. Solid. Listen to me.
I don't
you
even know what to say
want.
Right now.
I finished mowing my lawn before this.
That may have been a false spell.
Finished mowing my lawn, you drink a beer in this house.
Hey,
that's
I'm cool with that.
You're just lucky.
Himself.
You're lucky I didn't have like IPAs. If I had IPAs in there, I'd be hammering those things down. But this Modelo Ors, solid.
Hey,
they
tell
they replaced
me you're a
the Bud
pussy
Light.
Without telling me you're a pussy.
Hey,
I'll drink
Mexican
these IPAs
beer.
All day.
I am just bringing
double
my
hop,
out.
Double barrel brew.
I'm half Mexican. I'm half Mexican, okay? Modelo.
Nobody said anything
Maybe
about
we'll get
that.
A sponsor. Maybe we'll get a sponsor. Modelo.
Well, only two of us can drink, so be a shitty sponsorship.
You know what's not a shitty sponsorship? Our friends at Aura. Yes. In fact, you can help this show grow by signing up for a free trial to help protect your security online. So it's helping you, and you can help us by signing up for a 2-week free trial at Aura.com. That's Aura.com/O-Line Committee. And this is where Aura comes in, by the way. It's all about protection, the sponsor of today's podcast. Aura is all-in-one protection from identity theft, scams, and online threats across all of your devices for your whole family. Prices start at $12 a month, but again, you can get a free 2-week trial at Aura.com/O-Line Committee. The odds of falling victim to an online crime are 1 in 4. Well, there's like 12,000 people that consumed this podcast last week, so like 3,000 of you, according to this information, are going to fall victim to an online scam. Well, Aura comes in and helps make sure that you have strong passwords. They monitor account activity. They consider credit freezes or fraud alerts from credit bureaus. They handle all of these things for you within one app that you can, again, get a free trial for it. Aura.com/O-Line Committee. It's extremely easy to set up, very affordable. Like I said, starting at $12 a month. So thank you to our friends at Aura for helping to power this episode and the O-Line Committee, boys.
I'm all about the protection. I love it.
Yeah, Google your name and see what happens.
No,
yeah,
don't do
a lot
that.
Of information that you probably don't want out there, folks. Okay?
Don't do that.
So, internet's forever.
It is.
Hey, kids, we're going to be teaching the kids next Monday through Wednesday at the
Brute
Committee.
Yeah.
Actually, you'd be surprised. That's one of the things I do talk to them about. Be like, listen, right now, start scrubbing your social media.
Scrub.
Right? Remember a couple episodes back where I was like, I had that Facebook post. I was like, F you, Philip Rivers. Really wish I would have taken that down. Like, but that was a different age, right? That was 2014. Yeah. Everything was new.
Like, now that would have been seen differently
Dude,
if Philip was on the team now.
Remember when Mitch Trubisky got drafted and all of a sudden a tweet from like 12 years ago was like, I love kissing titties, right? Yeah. Like, you can't have that. You can't have that out there anymore. You
as much as we appreciate it and we think it's fucking hilarious.
You got to go through and scrub that stuff because the NFL is digging and digging deep
Which
to find
so
your skeletons.
Fucked up, dude. You can't tell me that's not messed up because some
Doesn't
of these
matter.
Kids, and I'm not saying it's right to have a phone at like 14 because it's not. I don't fucking care what anyone says. That's stupid shit. But when they put shit out there, you can't go back at a 14-year-old and be like, can you believe you wrote this? I'd be like, yeah, he's fucking 14, dude. Have you met a 14-year-old? Do you know what they talk about? It's terrible.
There's no one I hate more in life than myself reading my Facebook posts from 2010.
Oh.
Like when you get to like, on this day 14 years ago, and you're like,
you were a dipshit.
God, I wrote that? What was wrong with me? Like, where you like me and my wife's walls back and forth. It's like, I love you. Oh, I miss you. I'm like,
public
what
for
is
everyone
wrong
to see?
With me?
I knew you were a pussy.
God. Oh my God.
See, the best
dude.
Thing about never being on any like Facebook or any of that nonsense is I don't ever have to worry about this
dude, that's
shit.
A good thing for you. Cause
I'm
you
not
don't
even
have
kidding
a,
you.
Like,
no.
You just have Instagram, right?
That's all
it.
You have. And you can't get in trouble on Instagram. And if you do, it's like,
you could definitely get in trouble.
I mean,
Instagram.
Come on,
you
I'm not on OnlyFans. I am not an OnlyFans.
You did
account,
post
okay?
that
I'm not
song.
Getting...
That, you did post
listen,
that song that
listen,
was slightly that was, questionable.
I didn't. I wasn't singing it, and I didn't see the lyrics. You did, and thank God, because my God,
you posted it to your account.
Dude. Scared the shit out of me. Yeah. Oh my God. Are we getting
dude,
into this? Can we talk
yeah,
about
dude,
our first
on,
mic?
One,
can we please
dude,
talk
quick,
about this fucking mic?
Quick,
I am
hold
so
on,
excited.
Quick story. Dude, like to your point, the first time I ever got off, I got offered a full-time hosting gig at ESPN Twin Cities when I was 24 years old. And I had been on Twitter for like probably 3 or 4 years. And the guy that I was being offered a job to co-host a radio show with, Patrick Royce, longtime legendary sports columnist in Minneapolis. And I couldn't stand him as a fan growing up. Like, I'd read his stuff, and he would drive me nuts. He was so negative. But now I'm being offered a chance to be, like, the young spark plug co-host to this old curmudgeonly. They're going to pair us together. And we met at a coffee shop. We, you know, it was me, Patrick, and then, like, the boss that hired us. And we want you guys to do a show together. It'll be you guys. We're bringing in Tom Pelissero. We're going to start a new Minnesota sports brand here. I left that meeting, went to my Twitter account, and did a search for Phil Mackey, Patrick Royce. What have I tweeted about him? Yeah. The first thing that pops up was old fat troglodytes like Patrick Royce. need to blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Delete.
Everything. Yep. Go on. Go
okay,
on.
Big boy question of the week to start us off here.
Here we go.
This O-Line Committee podcast. Click that like button and the subscribe button on the O-Line Committee YouTube
Almost
channel.
20.
Almost. Oh, so it's close. Been kind of a slow crawl to get to 20.
I know. It's driving me nuts. It's my fault. It's the language.
Point the thumb, not the finger.
This mic is not going to make this show any better. By the way, this is the show that if you are not in the mood to hear it, you should turn it off. Like, it's well, going to be hilarious.
The big boy question of the week is, how would you grade the Tom Brady roast on Netflix from a couple nights ago?
A 10. A fucking 10.
She's a 10.
Dude. A 10. A fucking 10. Dude, it was. I swear. Okay, so listen. I was probably like everybody else. Oh, how funny could it be? Bill Belichick, like they're not going to do anything. I'm not kidding you. It changed the way I look at Tom Brady. Like, number one, he had to eat all that shit. And the minute they brought up Giselle, he was like, I instantly regret this. I think it was like Kevin Hart who walked out and first said it, right? And he was instantly like, fuck, it's 3 hours of just this. And I was like, here we go. Now, I didn't get to watch the whole thing because obviously, you know, I was at a softball tourney, but I got to catch all the highlights of what everybody was saying. And dude, they went fucking hard, dude. Like, they went a little too hard at some
point. No, they
didn't. Like,
no chance, dude. But that's the thing.
That Hernandez things was a little bit hard, dude.
The Hernandez stuff was wild, dude.
They brought comedy back.
Oh, there's no question they did. It was hilarious.
Comedy has been this, like, tiptoe. Like, Bill Burr is one of my favorite comedians. I listen to his Monday Morning podcast all the time. And, like, he talks about all the time of, like, comedy can't be comedy anymore because everyone's offended. Yeah. Everyone gets hurt. And this, like, didn't care. No one on that stage cared at all. I mean, zero. From the word go. Like, they're just taking shots.
Bledsoe to start the...
Bledsoe
today,
was amazing.
Bledsoe.
Dude,
I was like, oh, my
incredible.
God. Dude, he went after him. Like, what do you say? One thing, you'll never have a 28-year marriage. I was God, they're 28. Hey, listen. There may have been a lot of jabs, right? There was a lot of jabs. And I wonder how much of a little bit of a truth and, like, I finally get to say what I want to say to you. Like, when Julian Edelman was going at Belichick and then, like, all that back and forth was super. But the best had to be when Tom was like, hey, don't say that shit again. Like,
about
the
crap?
Minute, yeah,
about
the
crap?
Minute,
legitimately
the minute,
offended.
Yes. Dude, the minute he was like, how about that massage parlor? You saw Tom kind of sit up
he
and go.
Stood
like,
up.
He
walked
was like,
up to him.
No,
he walked
no,
up.
No, but
yeah.
Like,
don't say
if you look right away, he kind of turned sideways, like, "Yo, look at me, look at me now." And that's when Jeff Ross didn't look, and he was like, "Okay, I'm gonna come fucking tell you then. Don't say that shit again,
dude." That was a great glimpse of Tom Brady's personality too. Where hey, I got thick skin. But there is a line.
Don't come after.
End you if you cross that line.
If you go after Kraft, like, now I'm going to be honest. That was kind of stupid because everybody knows that Tom.
Be there?
Dude,
why would you be there, Kraft? Dude, you know that you're just low hanging fruit. Dude.
Oh, for sure.
Like the low hanging.
But
fruit
to go after Kraft in front of Tom, like, because everybody knows that Tom and Kraft are like boys till the end, dude. Like forever. And now that
how bombed must Kraft have been to walk up on stumble up on stage with that shot glass? Belichick like begrudgingly walks over. But Kevin Hart got those guys to do a shot together, man. That was crazy.
It was Drew Bledsoe. I mean, I'm still like I got the highlights. I'm gonna rewatch the whole thing because I didn't have 3 hours to just sit down and watch it. But dude, the shots at Gronk too were so good.
On the Bledsoe thing for a second. So Brady got up there at the end, right? And he starts going down. You know, it was that fateful day in September of 2001. When two jets crashed into Drew Bledsoe on the sideline. Oh my God.
Bad.
So good, dude. Whoa, let it be comedy. Dude. Let comedy be comedy, man. Bro, like, I loved
they
all
let
the,
it go. They let
I
it go.
I loved all the people afterwards. They're like, oh, 9/11's not funny. Murder's not funny. I'm like, no, but in that instance, it's hysterical. Like, and a roast. Like Nikki Glaser, she's like, you have a ring,
Nikki
you have a ring.
It.
And then she goes, Aaron Hernandez had a ring around his neck. I was like, oh my gosh.
Who was the other one?
She
Kevin Hart is sitting on the stool that Aaron Hernandez kicked out when he hung himself.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Who said that? Who was the guy that said that?
Was that Hinchcliffe who said
dude,
that?
Dude, Tony Hinchcliffe is
fucking hilarious.
The MVP
hilarious.
Of that whole thing.
Oh,
I watched him open for Rogan a couple years ago, and he was exactly the same. He came out there in a cowboy hat, like, That dude was just walking up and down, shots at Chrysler, shots at Kardashian. Like, dude, just everyone was not safe. If you were in that building.
The shots at Kardashian were hilarious. Dude. I thought that was
funny. By the way,
I
credit, dude, she knew exactly what was going to happen. And
yes,
she
did.
Showed up.
She showed up.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah.
She knew it was coming.
Props to you, Kim Kardashian.
How drunk do you think everyone was by the end of that thing?
Oh, pretty fucked up.
Dude, at the beginning of it, they're housing. Like, Bledsoe? Dude, I was like, do you need a refill in the middle of your set, dude? Like, every joke was just like, hammer the rest of the cap. Hammer the rest of the cap.
Dude, Tom was literally double-fisting at one point, like, drinking this one. The minute they brought up, like, the 35th, like, Giselle joke, he was like, fuck it. I'll drink both of them at the same time. Like, just let it go.
Talk about the jiu-jitsu.
Oh, I could beat his ass. I was like, dude, this is hilarious. It has gone to a new realm.
I thought Tom slayed it. Tom, the two funniest jokes that Tom told after sitting there for 2.5 hours, one was... He goes, yeah, you guys are right. I do miss the love of my life.
Football.
Yeah, pause, football. But then he torches Peyton Manning, too. He says, you know, Peyton,
crushed him.
You've lived in Denver. You've lived in Tennessee. But one place you will always live is in my shadow.
Dude, it's going to be, I'm telling you, because now the roast can just let it go. And I feel like football, that's how football, that just showed you what the locker room is like. And I'm not even kidding you.
100%.
That was an inside glimpse of what it's like every single day. But like, just you
roasting
can.
Roasting people.
Yes, because you can do that because you know it's not going anywhere. Like, everyone's just going to fuck with everybody. And when the minute coaches come in, you're like, shut up.
Dude,
and then they leave and you go right back to fucking with each other. Dude, it was that's exactly what that was. Then Julian Edelman calling out Belichick. Remember when he was like, what did he say? What was the high school football team that could do it better? Because we used to hear the same goddamn thing. I'll call Eden Prairie football. Yeah, Foxborough High School could have made that play. And he was like, bullshit. The only offer you got was Foxborough High School. And I was like, oh my God, there is no more give a fuck. Like, dude. That's an awesome team, though. Like, you can tell those guys are
drivers.
Close.
Do they ask the F1 drivers who gasses up their car when they win the race? Like,
dude,
oh my God.
Honestly, it shows you how awesome the football players really are. Because that is like a real glimpse of what it's like every day. But not only that, you could see that those guys are really close. Because to bag on each other like that and to laugh it off and to really just be like, whatever. It's like, dude, you guys played 10, 15 years together and you were a dynasty and now you're coming back, you're just fucking with each other, like saying what you've always wanted to say in front of everybody and no one gives a shit. Like, that'd be amazing. Could you imagine some roast that could go, like, dude, the Jerry Jones roast?
Okay, that's the list we need to make.
Oh,
what's
you have
list?
No, I've already been thinking about it, dude. Jerry Jones is number one. Jerry's number one for sure. I could not
wait. I think Harbaugh needs to be on that list.
I thought about Harbaugh for
dude,
sure.
Harbaugh.
But here's the problem.
Did you get both Harbaugh?
Both Harbaugh brothers.
Both of
there,
them?
Dude.
Maybe both the both Harbaugh of them with the brothers. Dad?
Yeah, dad would come out.
Oh, my God. You would be legendary, dude. It'd be, if it really keeps going like this, it's going to be so funny, dude. As long as everyone's got thick skin. You got to have thick skin.
Another good one? Rex Ryan.
Oh.
Rex Ryan would be a good one.
The feet jokes
would fly. Oh, yeah.
Eli Manning came in, by the way. He wasn't at the roast, but he tweeted the day after. He said, I thought about showing up, but I didn't want to roast Tom for a third time.
I saw that. Hey, Eli's might be funny, too. Eli's roast, that would be pretty funny because... Dude, he does have some things over Tom. Have they done a roast for Peyton yet?
I think they did.
I feel like
if they did, they need to redo
roast.
It and they need
but
to
it
be
was
more
not,
serious.
But like, it was,
yeah, no,
back
it
in
was
that,
crap.
It was that era of like, don't be say nice. Anything, be nice. Like, you
dude, at
it.
One point,
remix.
Rob Gronkowski, who Kevin Hart kept clowning him for not just sound it out, Gronk. There's a teleprompter, sound it out. So at one point, he even says, I'm off script now. And he starts describing like, Tom Brady down in Tampa.
I heard him.
Lubing up all the way out
Julian
to Massachusetts
Edelman.
And sticking it in Bill Belichick's ass. Like, Jesus Christ.
Dude. No, you're talking about Julian Edelman. Julian was riding him all That's the way right. up here. dude. Which makes me wonder, is Julian and Tom, are they a little... Like, there was a lot of jokes back and forth about those
Well, and
two.
Alex
it's like,
Guerrero. It's possible
dude,
the three of
Guerrero,
them are just in
dude,
a situation.
Dude, when Belichick... talked about head like butting heads with Tom Brady. He's like, but it was hard because Tom's head was so far up Guerrero's ass. I was like, dude, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh, the other thing, Tom Brady gets up there and he starts talking about the Deflategate thing and Roger Goodell spends $20 million on a private investigation firm to try and figure out, Roger, you could have given me $20 million to tell you the truth that I did it.
Dude.
He
totally admitted to Deflategate, which was hilarious. And everyone just laughed it off like, oh, my God. Hey, it's one of those things that we talk about with the young guys. I was like, literally, they spend millions, dude. They'll spend millions. And the fact that he just made a total joke about that, like, dude, you should have given it to me. I'd have told you I did it. Like,
dude, the best,
there are no rules.
The best marriage joke, I don't remember who it was. It might have been Ross at the beginning, where he's like, man, just gave up that family for that 8 and 9 season, huh?
Yeah.
F them kids. Like, dude, that was... It's like Giselle said, wild, like, dude. Me or football, and you just said, I'll take an 8 and 9 season, yeah. Baby. Dude. F them kids. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Zero.
Oh, man.
I loved it. I thought it was hysterical.
I thought it was hilarious.
The only person that bombed was Ben Affleck. He was terrible.
Sure. He was, like, nervous, I feel like.
I was like, what's wrong with you? I was nervous for Gronk. Well, I was just kind of nervous for the football players, right? Because it's like, hey, are they going to have their timing, right? There's an art to stand up, and I thought everyone did really well. Like, even Bledsoe, I was like, oh, this is going to be curious how this goes, and he was just one after the other, and then Gronk gets up there. He's like, y'all think I'm a dipshit. I'm creative. It's like, no, you're really you're pretty dumb.
I came up with that joke.
Yeah, I wrote that joke. It's like, everyone wrote their own joke, stupid.
At one point, Kevin Hart, he gets to the point where it's Gronk is going to set up the shots between him and Belichick and Brady.
Yeah.
And Kevin Hart's like, okay, it's time to get to the thing, you know, and he starts looking behind the podium and pulls out the gift that Kevin Hart was going to take out later. He's like, no, Gronk, just put that back, you idiot. You oaf.
Dude,
he said, you look like the final boss in the George Floyd video game. Oh my God, dude.
Dude, did you guys notice the microphone going up and down? And every time Kevin Hart came, it just like it just would lower every single time. And then someone else would come up there, they have to raise it like 4 feet. Oh,
what a great night. I can't wait to watch it.
Comedy's back. It's so funny. Comedy is back.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who are give me your guys' favorite comedians. Like one or two people that you'll pay whatever if they're in your town.
So,
gotta go see this guy.
I've got to actually hang out with Burt Kreischer and Tom Segura.
I would pay to see them.
Wow.
No question.
Those dudes. Like,
yes.
So I met Tom when he came to Lincoln in 2019, and we set up like a tour for the facility, and I toured him around, and like he kicked a field goal, and then I went to the show. And then I saw Tom when he came back again this past year. And then Burt came to Lincoln and did Fully Loaded. And I hit Burt up and we did the same thing. Actually, there's a video of Burt lifting in the Nebraska weight room. And he hits 225 and he gets all juiced up and he was making fun of The Rock. He's like, oh, remember this place? Like just giving him hell because they beat the Miami team. But those two dudes are my top two favorite comedians right now. I love both those guys. I think they're hysterical. And then Bill Burr. I haven't seen Bill Burr live, but he is way
only Netflix
up there
specials,
for me.
But he's up there.
Way
I've never
up
seen
there
Bill Burr is for sure up there.
I'll give my two favorites I've seen in person. Anthony Jeselnik, who used to do a bunch of the Comedy Central roasts. It's funny, the first time I saw, I think it was the Charlie Sheen roast from like 2010 or 2011.
The Tiger Blood.
Yes. So he did. It was like it was when Comedy Central started doing the uncensored stuff after 9 o'clock, And I had some friends and I were just watching this roast. Like, who is this dude? This Anthony Jeselnik? He's just... So we looked him up online. The next night, he was in Minneapolis at Acme Comedy Club. Just complete coincidence. And so we showed up, met him, like, you know, out. He was, like, smoking a cigarette outside. He basically tells dead baby jokes for, like, 20 minutes. Like, he's wild. And Chris Rock. I've seen Chris Rock two or three times, and ooh, that dude's been hilarious for 30 years. No one's off limits with Chris Rock.
Dude,
give me those guys.
You know who I went to go see?
Big J Okerson's another one. Like, okay. He's not a super mainstream comic, but he was in that comedy, Bert Kreischer does, the Fully Loaded thing. He was in that comedy, and he was – and the thing I love about him is he has his set – but he loves to pick on the audience.
Yeah.
Like, that's his
Which
shit.
Is always fun.
Like, he finds someone in the audience that is, like, target number one, and it just is berating.
There is a – I can't remember who it is, but my wife, there's a comedian. I can't remember her name, but she only does crowd work. She literally, like, will show up, and she's going to be up there for 45 minutes or an hour, and it's crowd work, period. Mm. She'll just look at – I guess you just get up there and you just start looking at people and she'll just go off on someone for 5 minutes, then pick somebody else up. Like, that is insane talent.
That's tough. You have to be able to, like, come up with stuff. Yeah. On the spot, that's a lot. Dude, you know, I went to go see the Kings of Comedy and it was fucking hilarious. Like, they're another one. They'll pick out of the crowd and they'll deal Hughley. They'll all start fucking with you. But you know who I would have loved to have seen? Bernie Mac. Dude, if you ever watch Bernie Mac skit, dude, they are fucking hilarious. Like, he makes me laugh so much, but shame, RIP.
Yeah.
But, dude.
Chappelle's another good one.
Dude, Chappelle would be a huge one.
He's great. Rogan actually does really well. Like, that's kind of like, I went and saw him in Lincoln a couple of years ago. He did great. I thought, like, you know, it's kind of like, are you a comic still? It's like, oh, you definitely still are a comic.
Yeah.
Yeah, could still sling it.
He roasted our mayor in Lincoln. It was phenomenal.
Send us recommendations in the comment section on YouTube,
pretty
too.
Up there, too, dude. That was a great call, Chappelle.
That was a good legendary one. Man.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you guys ready for some mics here? I got the first mic for you guys, and it's going to lead us into an exercise. So I don't think, as we record this, we have an exact date and time, but the NFL has teased the schedule release is coming out very soon. Like, I think the buzz is Thursday night. I'm stealing your mic right now.
Yeah, because they're coming out and they're like, we don't know when it's coming out. God, why do they do this to everybody?
But it's gonna be soon. It's gonna be prime time.
You know, they're like, nobody knows. But now everyone's God.
You already know the teams you're playing. Now we reveal the order in which you play those teams. So here's my exercise for you guys.
Yes.
I think we should do an NFL calendar snake draft right now. We did this on Purple Daily. Everything on the NFL calendar, from Super Wild Card Weekend to Championship Sunday to the first week of free agency to the NFL Combine to the schedule release, the NFL has masterfully owned 10 and a half months out of the year, starting late July training camp all the way through the Super Bowl, and then Super Bowl ends right into Combine speculation season, right into free draft. Agency, the draft, and then the schedule release. Like, they just have a footprint every month except for June and part of July, basically, right? If we did a draft, starting with Jeremiah with the first pick, like, what is the number one thing for you on the entire NFL calendar?
Ooh.
Number one thing for me, personally, as weird as this is going to sound, like, the number one thing that gives me, like, the most anxiety and leading up to is cut day. Like, it's a weird thing on the NFL calendar, but it's cut day,
ooh,
right?
Because
there's always the surprise cuts. There's the vet cuts, right? Guys you don't anticipate getting cut, that all of a sudden you're like, oh, where's he going to go? He's not going to be on the street long, right? And then you have, like, which free agents made it. Like, I personally, I know it's probably a reach for the first overall pick,
If I framed it this way, like, your favorite days on the NFL calendar or your favorite weeks on the NFL calendar.
Cut day
is the most prominent because it's like
right to the
for
brain.
Your livelihood.
For my livelihood, like, can I feed my kids? Cut day is very important. Okay, so most favorite weeks, probably divisional round weekend.
Oh, let's go.
Divisional round weekend.
Strap in. We've cut those crappy wild card teams out.
The wild cards are out. You've got divisional round weekend is my favorite because you've just got still great teams battling it out. They're usually great games. like divisional round weekend for sure is up there.
So that's your number. That's number. That's one. Number let's one. Do a draft. That's the number one pick.
That's my okay. number one pick,
Alex. What's the next? Right, what's your pick?
Can I do week?
You're on
one,
the clock.
Week one of the season, like game one of the season. That's easily my number one. I mean, like, I agree. Playoffs. I would count divisional round as playoffs. Like when we go into playoffs and you know everyone's for real, it's super fun. But for me, it was like, let's just get through fucking training camp and let's get to week one. I just want week one to be here. I want that first Sunday. I want to smell the grass walking first out there hit. As I'm stretching. I want to see my fucking opponent out there like, yeah, I didn't even play last week, motherfucker. I'm going to be like, yeah, neither did I, bitch. I'm ready to fuck you up, too. Let's go, bro. I'm fucking ready.
Oh, my God.
All right, Mac.
Okay, okay. Okay, give me – oh, man, so many great options here.
There is a lot right now.
Give me Championship Sunday. Mm. Who's going to play in the Super Bowl? It's a full afternoon. It's the final four teams in the NFL. It's usually the Chiefs and three other teams that are going to get beat by the Chiefs at some point. So give me a Championship Sunday for...
Hey,
I get
Mackie.
Oh, I get two picks because it's a snake draft.
And yeah. Hey, real quick, it's been 50 years of shit and 5 years of greatness. So calm down, okay? Shake it off.
Exactly.
That's what Tom said.
Shake it off. All right. Okay. Wow.
I can't believe you get to double dip on this. This is fucked up. Because I'm thinking you're gonna take mine right now.
I'm gonna take the first week of free agency. Free agency frenzy week.
I'm good.
Okay. We're back to Alex.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Are we saying right now or when? As I was a player.
I would say as a fan of football.
Yeah. Oh, right now.
As
right
a fan
now?
Of football. Yeah. Yeah.
Draft for me. Draft.
Like, I feel like the draft fell a bit here. I think this is good value of taking the draft at pick five in our draft.
Dude, it just, especially right now with what we do and the fun that we get to have and like how much insight we have into everything, the draft, in my opinion, has gone way up in my books. Like before, as a player, Jay will tell you, we fucking hated the draft. We were like, just draft a DB, draft a receiver, just don't draft somebody in our room, right? And then you were kind of stressing, but now I'm like, Draft an O lineman. I just want everybody to draft an O lineman in the first because I'm like, I want every O lineman to have success. But the draft has become super awesome for us, and just the fun that we get to have around it is super chill.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jay. Draft is, and the fact that they move it around now, it's like it's.
I think that's
this
awesome too,
event.
Dude. I think it's great. They should be doing that. It gives every city a chance. Did you see what, like 300,000 people came out, which I think is awesome, dude. Because anytime you can get people together to have a lot of fun, I think it's a great time, especially around football.
My wife has joked. She's like, people just need an excuse to drink beer. She's like, why would you go to the draft? Like, why would you go?
Just you could have just mowed your lawn and cracked a Modelo.
Yeah, right?
100%.
Babe, I mowed the lawn. Jay said I get a free beer.
Yeah, 100%.
You get back-to-back picks here, by the way.
So as a fan, because of the speculation that leads up to it, I'm going to say the trade deadline. The trade deadline, right?
Because a good one.
Every single team is like, hey, should we trade him because our team sucks? Or, hey, should we go try and get this one more piece to make the Super Bowl run? And everything, like the speculation during the trade deadline, like the 2 weeks leading up to the trade deadline is phenomenal. Right? Because everyone's like, what should we do? Who's going to do it? Like, just even think about the Vikings last year. It was like, we should trade Danielle Hunter. No, we shouldn't. Like, what are we going to do? We'd blow up the team, trade everyone. It's like, oh, we didn't trade anyone. Shit. Yeah. Right? Like, you're just kind of getting this whole, like, this whole, like, realm. And every team, every, like, fan does it. So, yeah, I love the lead up to the trade deadline.
Real quick, Mackie, I remember being on Purple Daily when that happened at the trade deadline, and we were like, remember you were asking me, do we trade Danielle Hunter or do we not? Do we trade Harry? Do we continue pushing this down the road? And it was like, dude, looking back, we said this, we're all going to be like, we're probably going to regret this. But we were like, you got to keep pressing on, right? Like, as a player, you have to keep pressing on. Management, though, was probably like, we should have gotten some for that.
Should have had
we
a second round pick for Danielle, who walked, by the way.
Yeah. So on Collier's podcast, Purple
Insider.
We were talking about this, and I called it. I go, here's what's going to happen. We're going to beat the Niners on Thursday Night Football as the Vikings and go, we can still do it and not trade anyone. And then sure enough, like, we talked ourselves into it, and then we were like,
they were rowing the boat, Brody.
Should have done it. Should have done it.
Didn't need that second round pick. So, okay, this is the final round here. Jeremiah, Alex, and then I'll make the last pick. Best players available on the NFL calendar board. Super Bowl is still available.
I know.
The
that's got to go.
Super Wild Card Weekend also still available. And some other, like the schedule release day still available?
That's down.
That's going to be last.
Yeah, that's down for me.
I don't think
I'll take the Super Bowl.
You have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take the Combine is dead last for me. I think the Combine is the most overrated thing of all time. Dead last. That's Mr. Irrelevant if I get last.
Zero.
yeah, I'll take Super Bowl here. Super Bowl's always a good time. It's never as good as it builds up to be, and I think that's because there's the 2-week buildup.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I wish they do the Super Bowl right after it. Like, just roll
on Thursday night. Just do a Thursday night Super Bowl.
Just roll it right into it.
A Thursday night Super Bowl? I never thought about that.
Could you imagine?
That
coming up next. No one can feel their limbs.
Just
watch Patrick Mahomes crawl around on one leg.
Be amazing. Yeah.
They're all hopped up on painkillers tonight. Toradol.
And I want to welcome you back to the Super Bowl sponsored by Toradol and Pfizer.
Oh,
I'm joined
man.
Here by Tom Brady. Tom, going back to your roast. Kidding.
All right, Booney, who's your final pick here?
Wild card. It's got to be the wild card.
Super wild card weekend?
Yeah, because after that, Jay's right. I hate the fucking combine. The guys in my gym know how much I hate it. And the schedule release, nobody ever really gave a shit. I think the only thing that really is important on schedule release is to see when is your bye week and when is your Thursday night game. So you're looking as fast as you can to find your bye week, and you're like, okay, it's between weeks 7 and 12. All right, we're perfect. It's right in the middle of the schedule. And our Thursday night game is weeks 0 to 5. Perfect. We're good. We get it in the first couple of weeks. We get it out of the way. We're good. The problem is the guys that get the bye week late, really, really late, and then have to play that Thursday night game late, and you're like, oh,
no, that's I think the worst bye week's the early bye week. Week 5. The week five.
Oh,
week
yeah.
Six,
I mean,
bye week.
If you want get it that in the middle week, of the season.
You hate that because you're like, dude, week 6 is my bye week. Like, I'm going to get 5 games in and then just have a absolute 13 game death march to the end of the year. Like, oh,
what's the perfect bye week? Perfect bye
week. Literally
ten.
Right
ten?
In the middle.
Week 10.
Yeah.
Week 10.
Right in the middle.
So a little past the middle. Like,
little past the middle. Like, get there. Like, get week 10.
We're 17 now, right? So, what would the middle be now?
18. Well, 18 a week, 17.
18
games.
Weeks. So it's an 18-week season. So I'm saying week 10 is perfect. Perfect bye week. Best Thursday night game, week 1.
When you get to start the season
when
on Thursday night.
You start the season on Thursday night.
Nothing's different. You just go right from training camp right into that Thursday, and then you get a little mini bye right after that.
Best.
You watch everybody fuck up on Sunday. Dude,
worst Thursday night anytime in December. any date in December that's Thursday, just buckle in, boys.
No, how about if you have to play 2 of them in a row? Yeah,
dude,
you want to talk, dude, don't.
2016.
Don't Vikings. You fucking
we
dare.
Played,
10,
we played 11,
three
we
games.
Played 3 games in 11 days.
It,
it
was
the worst my body worst. Ever felt, ever. Like,
so I remember
was it,
leaving.
What was it, a Sunday, Thursday, right?
Yep.
Yeah. No, it was, Sunday, Thursday. And I remember leaving the Sunday game in sweats. Like, I am so broken. We lost to the Cardinals, I believe.
We beat the Cardinals.
Or no, we beat the Cardinals. And then we came back on Thursday and we lost to Dallas. And that's when we had those problems. And then the following Thursday was Thanksgiving, and that's when we crumbled.
That was the Aretha Franklin 15 minute national anthem.
Yeah, I remember Tony was like, "I'm going to sit down."
Yeah, dude,
I mean,
Tony,
this is over.
Dude, I just remember like I went from like double hands here, like that's where you start, right, hanging in the air, and then you like drop the hands, and you kind of look around. You're like, "What is happening?
Is this a concert? What's going on right now?" Oh man. Okay, with the final pick in the 2024 NFL calendar draft here on the O-line committee, I will select Thanksgiving football. Three games on Thanksgiving. Go to Vegas, watch at the Circa Sportsbook, which is what my wife.
Is that the last pick? Because that could have been one of the first picks. I didn't realize.
Well, no,
that
it's
was,
like
that
it's
was,
the
that's
last
one
pick
of my day.
In our
dude, that's
draft,
a day for me. Pick. Are you kidding me? Build the roast and sit down, and it's football all day. We do the Rhino Bowl in the morning. Last year, shout out Trevor Laws, tore his Achilles. Not even kidding you. He shows up and he's like, "You guys know Trevor, right? Trevor played.
I've never met him,
Philly.
But Notre Dame. Let's go.
Notre Dame defensive tackle, and we coach the softball team together. We're co-coaches." His daughter's Luana. She's great, great girl. And last year he played, and he's covering me on an out route. And all of a sudden, I hear him fall down, and he gives me the look.
Yeah,
goes,
panic.
"I got kicked in the back of the foot," and I go, "Dude, your wife's gonna kill me." I mean, dude, I'm so sorry. Yep, he's recovered now. He's back, but.
Is he playing this year? Comeback season?
Oh, absolutely. He's coming back. He's coming
team,
back. By the way,
his team drafted a quarterback, 8th overall, though, just to make sure that they've got him. future covered.
No, absolutely. But yeah, no, the Rhino Bowl, Mackie, you're playing in it this year. You're coming this year. I think I invited you last year.
You didn't come.
Coming this year. You have to play in it. I got jerseys. It's insane. I bring Crookeds. It's super fun, dude.
You're looking at a flag football champion at the University of Minnesota. Listen,
Here's the problem. That's a self suck.
Two thumbs. That's and a self suck. Interceptions in the championship.
My neighbor has two defensive D1 lacrosse players. One went to Ohio State, and one went to Hofstra. And when I tell you that they are peak physical specimens, the entire game is trying not to let them win. And so we just all like chase them down, and like it ends up getting sometimes aggressive.
Right.
Too aggressive at times.
What's their best output on a 20-minute cycling ride with Dennis Morton on the Peloton? That's what I want to know. Okay.
I'm telling you right now, this is going to change your life when you show up and you see how diverse of age and how everybody is in their life and how competitive it becomes in like 5 minutes when someone's like, you're a pussy. And you're like, oh, now it's out. It's so fun. It's so fun. Jay, you're playing in it too. Up for Thanksgiving.
We're going to make that happen. We'll tape up our ankles and Achilles and make sure.
It's go time. We go crazy.
So here are the teams, by the way. Jay winds up with divisional weekend, the trade deadline, and the Super Bowl.
Mm. Oh, that's a good
mix of games and some speculation in there.
Oh, boy.
Booney, you wind up with week one, the draft, and super wild card weekend.
I'm in for that.
It's a pretty good slate right there.
Hell yeah.
And I wind up with championship Sunday, free agency week, and Thanksgiving football.
Those are all solid.
I'm not going to lie. Those are all solid. Those are solid draft picks.
It's pretty good.
I'll take it.
Who's the next Mike?
Go for it, Booney.
Oh, you already hit my mic, dude. We were going to laugh about the whole NFL teasing everything, and then all of a sudden now we're not going to tease it, and we don't know when it's going to come out when they know deep down it's coming out. But
tonight on NFL Network.
I mean, they're obviously going to come out like tomorrow and be like, next week it's coming out. Like, it's every day there's something new. Mm. What's your mic, Jay?
Oh, man, I've been going back and forth on this because I hate belaboring on the Kirk Cousins thing, but it just seems that every week there's something new, and it just seems like every week there's another thing to pop up. And so I'm going to go with the fact that Kirk is stinging, I believe was the article that was wrote, because one of the main reasons he didn't want to stay in Minnesota was because Minnesota was very open to the fact that we're drafting a young QB early, and that was our plan. And that was one of the reasons he was like, you know what? I'm not down with that. I'm going to go ahead and go, and I'm going to bounce. And then Atlanta just full backdoor, pants down around the ankles, and it's whap. Yeah, we're going to do it anyways, even though you left the place you were at because of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the saga that never ends. And I don't know if it's just like, I can't get out of it. It's just in my algorithm forever and always. But I just think it's kind of hysterical, but it also just goes to show you that this league cares not about you, whether you are a 180 million guy or whether you're not. Like, you are not above the league. You are not above the team. You're not above anything. You are a pawn in a much larger game. Maybe you're a rook or a knight or a king or a queen, but at the end of the day, all the pieces go back in the same box, and the owner owns that box and decides what pieces go in.
Is he good?
That owner was pissed. To be very fair.
Dude, you saw
the way he walked up, like, what are we doing? And can I just say this? And I thought Mackie would bring this up for sure, so kudos
to
Jay.
What, the Kirk Cousins thing?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not the one still obsessing over it.
I know.
Like Jeremiah,
clearly we know who it is now, but hey.
I've moved on with my life.
Since you brought it up, I just want to say, shout out to KOC, though, and the Vikings for being straight up with them.
Like, yeah.
In all of this, I will say this. Like, sometimes when you're a free agent and you're looking around, this is one of those things where you're like, Kirk's pissed because the Vikings told him the truth, and so he left. And the Falcons lied to him and then fucked him in the end. So you're like, okay, do I want to go play for the Falcons? Are they going to do the same thing to me going forward? And then you kind of feel like, hey, the Vikings will always be honest with me. Like, you just know that going in right now because they did it to Kirk. Hey, we're going to draft a dude high. We're just letting you know. And he was like, I'm out of here. It is a little hysterical that this whole situation is happening, and it's like everyone's like, oh no, it'll be fine. We warned you it wouldn't be fucking fine. We told you several times this is not how it works, and this is not how he wants it to work, and he's the guy making $200 million. What do you think is going to happen? He is very sensitive. We should ding him for sensitivity too.
That was my question to you guys. So on one hand, he is one of the top, before the Achilles injury, 12, sometimes like he was the ninth best quarterback. Other times he was like 12, but he's one of the top 10 to 15 guys
he's
in the world.
There. Yeah.
But I don't think he was good enough. I don't know if anyone is from what you guys are saying to try and dictate that you never have a backup that might take your job. And it kind of felt like, even in Minnesota, he really preferred Sean Mannion was his backup because he was kind of an assistant coach in the room. He wasn't a real threat to his job. This idea that a team can't, when once you're 34, 35 years old, look for a replacement for you. And again, I don't think the Falcons should have done it because they committed to Kirk. They should have drafted somebody else to further building their roster. But like, is he in a position, one playoff win in, what, 10 years as a starting quarterback to really be go beat him out, dude. Like, the Patriots drafted Jimmy Garoppolo in the second round 8 years ago because they thought Tom Brady was it. And Tom was like, screw this. I ain't giving up my job.
Jordan Love.
Sorry, guy.
Jordan Love, like, same thing.
Brett Favre with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's go. Okay, cool. Like, it sucks for you, kind of, but go play.
Yeah.
Go,
I think there's go. A – I think I agree with you 100%. I think there's a way better way of handling this. I think if Kirk were to just came out and been like, great competition, let's do it. Keep me young, keep
the
me strong.
The agent putting a statement out is so sensitive.
God, anytime agents do anything.
My client's not very happy. It's like, dude, your client's made a quarter of a billion
dollars.
What did
he say? What was his exact word? Didn't he say something like, we were shocked. You should never be fucking shocked as an agent. That right there tells me you are not a good agent. You are shocked, dude. I've been here in 30 years.
Ding for being shocked when you shouldn't be shocked.
Yeah. Ding. I'm telling you right now, 10 years in that league, I'm not shocked for shit. I've seen everything in this surprised. Life. Like, you can't be like, I came out of nowhere. Okay. Which is, it's kind of funny because the team before you said the same exact thing, and now this team just went and did it. It just, it's funny as shit. It is, I know, and I'm telling you, I really appreciate the Vikings and KOC and Kwesi. Like, all those dudes went up in my book because it's like, seems like they're really honest over there, and they don't give a shit.
Sidebar, how do you think a roast of Kirk Cousins would go?
There we go. There's our number one.
Dude.
There.
Could you imagine?
The number one.
It would be the material would be endless. Would he? Do you think he'd be able to sit up there for three hours?
No,
absolutely
zero
not.
Chance. He would walk off stage. He wouldn't show up.
He wouldn't.
Would Mike Zimmer show up?
Yeah, Zim would show up. Now he'd get pissed in the middle of it and end it, but he'd at least show up.
Because Belichick showed up, took all the bullets, sat there with a goofy smile. Got his buzz on, drinking bourbon or whatever he was drinking.
No, I don't think Zimmer would be able to sit there for 3 hours and take it from every single person.
I think Zimmer would be like, I'll go first.
Could we get DeFilippo
would be in line.
Oh, like, my God.
Dude, imagine the people that would be in line for that.
There'd be some. That'd be
okay, my favorite is, I don't know if you guys caught this a few years ago. So when Kyle Rudolph left the Vikings, long time, really good tight end, right, for the non-Minnesota Vikings fans here. And he wrote in the Players Tribune, it had to have been like a 2,000-word ode to the Vikings, the fans, just like, thank you so much for taking a chance on me. And he probably listed 50 people by name, including like the equipment intern from, 2012. He listed Matt Cassel, Teddy Bridgewater, I believe Case Keenum he listed multiple quarterbacks by name. Did not list Kirk Cousins in the thank you from the Players Tribune. And then a bunch of people, we brought it up on our show, obviously. Like, it's interesting. Maybe it was an omission. You got rolling and listing names. And Kyle came out with a couple other tweets, like retweeting the article, but he never corrected it. I just wonder, like, it'd be so much fun. This is where you find out what people really think of each other.
Yeah.
These roast
Let it out, dude. Let it out. God, it's the locker room. I'm all about it.
Yeah.